that calm down.
Okay. Three, four. Well, it calmed down to this. It's just her and me. Now there's no way back to that same old used to be. Like the rising of the moon, you know we're changing every day. And I don't mind that, you know I like it that way. Now her hair is flecked with silver, and the silver's mixed with gray. Yes, her hair is flecked with silver, mixed with gray. And I don't mind that. No, 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 no. I kinda like it that way. She used to be a size 10. She's all right now. Used to be a size 10, but that's all right now. Lord knows I love her anyway, anyhow. Used to be a size 10, but she's all right now. The girl used to be a size 10, but that's all right now. No, I'm gonna love her. She's a long time lover and a long time friend. She's a long time lover and a long time friend. We've seen the rising of the moon and the turning of the day. I don't mind that. No, 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 no. You know I like it that way. And I don't mind that. I like it that way. I don't mind that. No, no, no. I like it that way.
Okay. tough in the afternoon.
All right now. Let's like it that way. I'm gonna do another one called Cotton Was King. Say the Mississippi Delta starts in the lobby of the Peabody Hotel in Memphis and ends in Vicksburg on Catfish Row. And the muddy waters flow past Fry's Point, Natchez, and New Orleans to catch a ride on the Gulf Stream to Liverpool and Bristol, where that southern sun has never been. But you can feel the heat rising from the fancy goods where fine ladies buy their twills and ginghams and crinolines. When the tide was high and cotton was king, and some say that where it really begins, the true point of origin, is in Senegal and Mali, on the banks of the River Niger. The viewpoint there looks out over Wall Street, Manhattan, London, Chicago, all the way from the Cane and the Brazos to Barbados, Muscovado. Molasses to sweeten the tongues of the trading classes, and somebody gets paid to add and subtract the worth of all these things. You know cane sugar was queen, but cotton was king. When cotton was king, when the tide was high, and that story was new and old, and flesh and blood was bought and sold from Mali to Memphis, Memphis to Manchester and Bradford, with their spinners and weavers turning base fibers into gold that jingle jangles in the rich man's pocket, falls like crumbs on the table of the poor man with his grits and greens. When business was business and cotton was king. Down in New Orleans, when that levee's broke, it's no joke. And the factories and the mills are dead and gone. Right for conversion, it's all moved on. You can't hold back the flood like that story in the Bible. It's just survival. See it in your paper to cut out and keep. Read it and weep. But if you listen hard enough where that dusty delta sleeps, you see the echo of a chain gang sing. When the river was whiskey and cotton was king. Thank you.
Guy Tatora, live here in the studio. Hello, Guy. Welcome.
Hello, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're an American living in England, is that right?
That's right, yeah. I've been in Europe for some time, settled in England after having various wanderings over the years.
In London?
In London, yeah, north side of London.
And how long are you living there now?
Well, I've been in Europe for more than 20 years, and I've been in London for a lot of that time, at least 15, maybe more. I'm kind of plugged into the UK. I have an English wife, and I've gone native, as they used to say in the old British movies.
And why London?
Why London? I just like London. It's a dynamic city. It's a great place. Mm-hmm. The English are very like the Dutch in many ways, a highly civilized and tolerant people, and I like that.
You're having a CD out.
That's right. I've got
how many of these?
Well, I've done three CDs on my own now, and this is the third one, which is called "Living on Credit." Mm-hmm. So maybe an appropriate title for these strange and interesting times.
It's a bit political.
Just a little bit political. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not too heavy duty political, but there's a few little political digs in there somewhere.
You like that?
Yeah. Well, sometimes. Yeah. This is called "I Need a Car." Well, I'm getting tired of walking. Seem like walking's all I do. It's wearing down my patience. It's wearing out my shoes. I need a car. I need a car. Like the preacher needs his Bible, like the rich folks need the idol, I need a car. I love the smell of brimstone in the morning. I don't need no potion, no pill. Nitrous oxide up close in a hefty dose gives me a little thrill. I need a car. I need a car. You know nothing less will do. I might even get two. I need a car. Well, these streets weren't made for walking. Walking's for the poor and the tired. Made for 2 tons of speed and metal and 4 steel-belted radio ties. More than a mode of transportation, it goes right to the heart of the nation. You want your economy to thrive? Well, yeah. Need some forward drive? I need a car. I need a car. You know, liquor, drugs, and women. That's no competition. I need a car. Told her to bring gasoline. I'm smoking rubber tires, drink diesel oil, low down, dirty and mean. 'Cause like water finds its level, like a god needs a devil, like a drama needs a kitchen sink, like a drunkard needs a drink, I need a car. I need a car. In my country, we don't do this just for fun. It's why we made America, son. you know, I need a car. Well, I need a car. I need a car. I need a car. Mm-hmm, I need a car.
You got any heroes or forgotten heroes?
Oh, forgotten heroes. I have many heroes. I mean, you know, many old style, you know, blues players, Charlie Patton, people like Muddy Waters, but, you know, runs into the more modern. I mean, I was a big fan of Jimi Hendrix when I was a young man, mm-hmm. you know, on the very heavy electric side, and seen him play quite a few times. Singers and songwriters like, of course, you know, the obvious Dylan and, you know, Townes Van Zandt and Johnny Cash, mm-hmm. you know, those giants of 60s music and mm-hmm. 70s and right up to recently.
Mm. You've seen Jimi Hendrix when he was guitarist with Little Richard?
No, I've never seen Hendrix that early. I think you had to be living in the rural South because he did a lot of gigs in the Chitlin' circuit, I think. And I don't know that Little Richard's band ever toured to Southern California with Jimi Hendrix, and I probably would have been too young to go out to see music at that time anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
Where did you grow up?
Pasadena, California, which is very near to Los Angeles, just a few miles away, and a very pleasant city, I think, before the air pollution came. Mm-hmm. And it's getting more pleasant now. The air pollution is starting to go away.
Mm. What's the first record you ever liked?
The first record I ever liked, I think, funnily enough, my sister was the first one to bring records that I really liked into the house, and she was the oldest in the family. She was a real fan of Elvis and the Everly Brothers. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the first ones I can remember, Everly Brothers was like Bird Dog, and Elvis, I think it was King Creole was one of the first things that she played in the house that I remember being really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you were brought up with rock and roll?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I was really brought up with kind of opera and jazz in the terms of Frank Sinatra-type jazz, you know, mm-hmm. because my parents were from an Italian background. Mm-hmm. So that's what I heard first. Mm-hmm. And my mom used to sing around the house. But once kind of pop music started coming into the house, it was really rock and roll because that was my sister. You know, she was becoming a teenager in the 1950s, so she liked all that stuff.
Now you're doing Americana music, or
yeah, I guess you know, labels are difficult, but yeah. I guess the nearest thing that what I do is Americana with a little bit of there's a little bit of folky style in there. There's a little bit of jazzy style with some of the things I do, and bluesy as well. Mm-hmm. You know, quite a lot of that. I tend to play in the UK more on the blues circuit than the Americana circuit because most people there think of Americana as being strictly more like country music. You know. Mm-hmm. A version of that.
So it's not so popular in England.
No, it is, but it's just kind of a slightly different scene from the live venues that I do over there. Mm-hmm. People who are more into the country version of Americana. I have a difficulty with the definition of what Americana means because I don't really know. These days, it just seems to mean anything that's made that is American style music, not even necessarily by Americans. So there are an awful lot of other people who are doing Americana who are not Americans, but. If it's that style of music, then it's Americana, and fair enough.
You know? There's an Americana list, the top 13, when Van Morrison is on it. And
oh, yeah, that's right. Well, but I suppose if you think about Van Morrison, has really started with the old style, you know, Ray Charles and rhythm and blues. Mm-hmm. And what's that if it's not Americana? But so, you know, it's just like the definition has a fault line going straight down the middle of it, and I'm not sure anybody knows what it means. It started out meaning old style country music, you know, like Dwight Yoakam and people like that. Mm-hmm. But now it seems to mean almost anything you want it to mean.
Uh-huh. 2, 3. Have devoured the place I was born.
Windows are broken and curtains are torn. They're sending our labor away. Means. Haggard old men riding rusting machines, sending our labor away. They can't hold over seed. How much of the pie does the company need? They're sending our labor away. Sending our labor away. Sending our labor away.
Play with a band? Or,
I do play with a band in the UK. I'm over here in Holland right now doing some solo gigs and hoping that maybe I can get back with a band sometime. I don't always work with a band. I do some solo, some duo gigs, and so I mix it up. Depends on the venue.
You make more money playing alone? Or,
You can, yeah. It depends. It depends very much on the venue. It's really hard to keep a four-piece band going on the road and get, you know, good enough money to keep that all together. I like both because I like to do the solo in the small clubs because people really listen as a songwriter. If I wasn't a songwriter, maybe I wouldn't like that so much. But people really listen in small clubs and folk-style clubs and acoustic clubs, and I really love that.
Like
whereas the guys in the band find it quite spooky if they're playing and the audience is totally silent, you know, because they're used to playing mostly in bars and other kinds of venues where people are just talking away and drinking and doing things and, you know, not paying that much attention to the music. But for a songwriter, it's a real pleasure to have people really listen hard. But I also like doing, you know, shows where I can do some of my acoustic stuff that I do with the band, which allows the songs to be more fleshed out and not so stripped down. And then we do some material that way, electric material that I would never think of doing as a solo, you know, as a solo gig, and vice versa. So I like to do both.
Thank you.
Okay. Great. Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.
I enjoyed it.